Clashes between anti-racist demonstrators and pro-Trump counter-protesters have turned violent in parts of the country. In Alamance County, halfway between Raleigh and Greensboro, things have not yet escalated like in Kenosha or Portland. But the tension and anger is still very much on display. Naomi Prelo contributed, and Jason DeBruin reports on Alamance County's long history of racial violence.
In late July, with the sun beating down on them, Black Lives Matter protesters marched from Burlington to Graham, the seat of Alamance County. Sweat beaded on the faces of the mostly black crowd, faces that were largely relaxed during the mile-and-a-half walk. But tensions mounted when the marchers turned onto Main Street and headed toward the town square. Awaiting them was a group of almost all-white counter-protesters, waving Confederate flags and spewing insults at the black protesters.
Come on, justice for the next generation. Turn your heads over here, turn your back to them.
Reverend Greg Drumright led the march. He implored the crowd to turn away from the counter-protesters.
Bring it in over here. We will not be distracted by interruption. We will not be infiltrated by hate.
It's a scene that has played out differently in Alamance County than almost anywhere else in the state, or even the nation. Here, there's a critical mass of support both for and against the Black Lives Matter movement. It's something Drumright addressed after the march.
The message of justice, the message of Black Lives Mattering, the message to dismantle white supremacy, is a larger message than anything that our counter-protesters could have uplifted today. And that's just not here, that's all over the country.
To Drumright, the fact that he faces opposition in Alamance County did not come as a surprise. He and others have accused law enforcement of favoring Confederate sympathizers over black and brown protesters. In decades past, the Ku Klux Klan has had a strong presence in central North Carolina. After Reconstruction, Wyatt Outlaw, the first black commissioner and constable of the county, was famously lynched in the very town square where Drumright spoke.
We're here to march on history. We marched on history today. To dignify his death.
That history is one felt all too acutely by some. Sylvester Allen Jr. has spent most of his life in Graham.
You know, there's plenty of times where you get stopped for no reason. I've been stopped for in broad daylight, just so the officer can check and make sure that the guitar sticking out of the back of my car is mine.
He remembers always feeling a bit out of place.
When I was a kid, I would walk around here and I wouldn't see a whole lot of black people in the square. And I go, why? And why is it that I feel this eerie feeling?
There's a history of racist incidents in Alamance County. After the Wyatt Outlaw lynching, Governor William Holden in 1869 tried to take on the KKK in Alamance and Caswell counties. For his efforts, he was removed from office, still the only governor in the state to be impeached. The Alamance County Confederate Memorial was erected by the United Daughters of the Confederacy in 1914 and is defended by city and county politicians today. Seth Koch is a historian at UNC Chapel Hill. He says there's a connection to the past that lives on.
Which is perhaps why there's so much angst about removing Confederate memorials among today's white supremacists, because those memorials have been there reminding them of what they think is their superiority for generations and generations.
Koch says that white supremacy exists almost everywhere, but in Alamance County, he sees starker shades.
It's more of a boastful, aggressive style. It's one that revels in the way in which these memorials do harm.
Black Lives Matter supporters in Alamance County say they have felt unequal treatment from Sheriff Terry Johnson, who has been in office nearly two decades. He prides himself on being a sheriff with, quote, Christian values, as well as protecting his community from organized drug traffickers and gangs. He's been front and center in the clashes over immigration.
They crossed the border illegally first time. That is not my concern. But when they cross the border illegally, come in here, deal drugs, kill people, cartel activity, that is my concern.
Sheriff Johnson says he's more concerned that undocumented immigrants pose a safety risk to citizens.
The jails are full all over this nation of immigrants, criminal immigrants, not the people just crossing the border, but the people that are coming here for a reason to victimize our children, our citizens, with drugs, murders, rapes, robberies, you name it.
Byron Tucker is the public information officer for the Alamance County Sheriff's Office. He says Johnson shows no bias to any group in particular, but especially when it comes to recent protests for and against the Confederate statue in downtown Graham.
We hate that it's perceived that the sheriff is treating them differently, but he's telling both parties the same thing.
But in videos at protests, Johnson can be seen laughing with white counter-protesters while calling Black Lives Matter supporters Antifa. This video was posted on Twitter by Lindsay Ayling, a local protester.
Take all pics you want, sweetheart.
Black Lives Matter supporters have said they want to vote Johnson out of office, and they want to see the Confederate monument come down, though Koch, the historian, notes that would be only one step.
But I think that the activists who are protesting the monument understand that it's just one part of a much bigger movement, and that if we can dismantle some of these more visible and aggressive forms of white supremacy, perhaps that will give us momentum towards dismantling other more insidious forms of white supremacy.
Although just one step, Sylvester Allen Jr. says it would be a meaningful step.
It's not the whole journey that we need to be on, but the statue is really, really important.
And that's what he and others say they will continue to fight for. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.